It's every Red Raider's favorite podcast. This is the Tech Talk Podcast from Double T 97.3. Presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
Hi, how are you? Good afternoon. It's Tech Talk on Double T 97.3 and Double T 97.3.com with Choice Woodman and Clint Scott. I'm Aaron Dickens. We're joining you today until 6 o'clock. Hope everyone's having a great Wednesday, staying warm. We'll have Lady Raider basketball for you tonight on 107.7 Yes FM. Coverage starts at 6. Lady Raiders taking on the Oklahoma State Cowgirls in Stillwater. High School Fan Zone starts at 6 on 100.7 The Score. What's the topic tonight on the Fan Zone there, Clint?
It is all-girls basketball. Yeah. Meeting all on the phone, so we didn't make them drive in the weather today.
Oh, wow. Imagine that. Like, not making folks drive in the what?
All the way here.
Yeah, I'm just... We'd love to hear from you on the H Flooring Center chat line at DoubleT973.com. Roads actually weren't bad.
Yeah, I was about to say.
It was just yesterday. We'll see how they are tonight. Tonight might be an adventure getting home, but, you know, I'd be off the clock at that point. We get this early on the H Flooring Center chat line from our friend Steven, who says, AD.
Suck it, Steve.
AD at the Woodman Estates, Chocho takes a long shower every night, a long Mahomes bath bomb bath every morning while watching SportsCenter on his 85-inch big screen in his massive master bath. Just thought that you should know.
Most of this is not accurate.
Well, why would you take a shower at night and then a bath in the morning?
Yes, I question like, this as well. That's
are you sleeping
totally
outside?
Backwards.
Like, are you sleeping with the dogs or something? Like, why would you need a bath in the morning after showering at
night? Oh, the bath is just for... The bath is pondering time, mostly.
Pondering time.
Like, it's show
are
prep time.
Are you pondering
time.
Why you're taking a bath in the morning?
That's part of it. I have a 9 a.m. show, so it's show prep time. There's one place in the house I can really go without kids... You know, bugging me too much, and that's the bathroom. So I'm either going to sit on the throne or...
Aren't they in school? I mean, not today, but...
No, this is all pretty early in the morning. Like, I'm bathing like 6-something.
All right. Anymore.
So...
Do you really take a bath in the morning?
Most.
Real? Are you like, no
We've
cap?
We've been over the whole, no cap. I just learned what that meant. But, yeah.
Two words, not shocked.
No cap.
Maybe you should spend some time pondering slang words in your... Your daily bath pondering time. Maybe dedicate like a Tuesday every week to that.
That would probably be wise. No cap. Also, I have I got the.
You sound like the progressive commercials of turning into when you do that.
I feel like so at home during those commercials, listening to them. Like
it's like they're speaking to me.
Anyway,
it must be a good view.
Speaking of commercials, the whole Mahomes jazz bath thing. I saw an ad on Twitter one time and clicked on it, and I got a free CD. So I have literally the jazz bath songs that the dude plays.
Do you listen to them?
I haven't tested it out yet, but I got it in the mail recently, so I'm gonna try it. You never got me the roast beef.
Was true. It, yeah, the roast
bath
beef.
Bomb.
That's right. I forgot
Remember,
about
we,
that. That was
gone
a long
over
time
this
ago.
A few years back.
But, yeah.
Yeah. So I like. I like a good bath and bath bomb.
You like big baths and you cannot
I have
lie.
Absolutely. I do have my mother-in-law got me some new bubble bath for Christmas. And it's got chamomile. It's all true. It's got chamomile. It is so soothing.
Can you...
You guys... Y'all are missing out.
You think your mother-in-law, when your wife was growing up, is sitting there, maybe doing some pondering of her own in the bath, going, you know, someday my daughter's going to marry someone I'm going to buy a bubble bath for.
You know what? I don't think she cares.
I
don't think she cares. Because like, I knew you'd like this.
Yeah.
I know you so well.
Yeah.
I kid you not, I have gone to get a pedicure with her before, so...
Oh, you don't even have to. I mean, I know.
I don't know what that means, but
it means we'll be hearing that a lot.
It means no cap.
No, it means clip it.
Oh,
Keep saying no cap for everything, please.
All right. So, but no, the
because by the end of the show, the last segment, we'll just replay all your no caps, and we'll get out of here at 5:45.
Yo, this monster is bussing. No cap.
No.
Oh God!
Blazing start.
This on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. I aspire to make enough money one day to afford a tub large enough for me to enjoy it. Also, don't use the ridiculous slang. It does feel like, and I've talked about this on the show before, it feels like bathroom tech hasn't really changed nearly enough as rest of house tech.
Absolutely.
You know, it's like you can get a ridiculous, insane, basically small pool for a bath, but most homes don't have that, right? They've got a fairly standard size.
Right.
Combo. You can have like a walk-in shower or whatever, but like for the most part, unless you're just insanely rich, there's not much difference between the bathroom you're using right now in your home and the one probably you grew up in or the one that your parents grew up in.
That was kind of a prerequisite when we were getting our...
When you were building your new
No, we
castle.
Didn't build this one. We were searching for our most recent home, the one we live in, is it had to have a good bathtub. So, because I like baths. And I didn't like having to scrunch together to take a bath. So,
this and the Yates Flooring Center chat line. I take baths too, and my friends and colleagues treat me the same way. Yeah, it's not that it's not that you take baths. It's that you tell everyone that you do, and that
I have no shame in my game in anything. Like I will
no cap
if it's
no cap.
No cap if this is gonna be a fun show. If I'll be honest with really anything, so I don't think I just offer it out. It came up. Someone asked a question on our show earlier today.
Well, and Steven brought it up.
Yeah, sure. So
I mean, Bobby Hot Dogs with another sighting of Faygo in Lubbock. I don't know if this is the same United, but yesterday we got a report of slide and fourth.
Have you tried this stuff?
No.
Would you?
Sure, I try. Okay. Absolutely. It's soda. Like what's? It's not like it's not like cleaning product, you know? Yeah.
New Tide Pod challenge going
down. We get this bit of person helping person from Racer 26. Slayton Highway between Wayne's Liquor Store and Posey Gin is shut down in both directions. Say around 10 or so sheriffs and police cars. It did not look like a wreck. So there you go. Yeah, I was the Mrs. D is actually in a plane right now heading to Lubbock. I was a little bit surprised that they took off. But should be landing here in about an hour or so.
It's not too bad out there. Like yesterday morning, it was slick. So hopefully it stays that way. Hopefully everybody can get back on schedule.
This in the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Growing up, we watered cows out of a trough the same size as my wife's bathtub. Raider's dad says, this Woodman probably gets more action than the other two put together. You do you choice. What are we going to do, like a Seinfeld challenge?
Is there a challenge to this?
You know, like just like, because we're all married.
Mm-hmm. Is there a challenge?
I don't know.
I'm not all the way through Seinfeld. I'm watching it.
There's a challenge episode.
I didn't know what episode.
Master of Eurodomain is basically the.
Okay.
More tech talk next.
I kid you not. I have gone to get a pedicure with her before, so.
Podcast put together with Red Raider fans in mind. This is the Tech Talk Podcast from Double T 97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
Hey, it's the Juice on Double T 97.3 and Double T 97.3.com with Choice and Clint. I'm Aaron. Time for some headlines. 80s for Brady star Tom Brady says he is retiring for good. From football, ending a storied 23-year NFL career during which he won 7 Super Bowls and set numerous records. He announced his decision this morning on social media. He says that he is retiring for real this time.
For real.
For real, for real. Let's see. How about this? National Signing Day is today, although it has lost a lot of luster over the last several years because of the early signing period. But Jaden Rashada, the blue-chip quarterback that had signed with Florida and then backed out of that pledge after an NIL deal fell through, has signed with Arizona State. He had been down to ASU and TCU, so this is a good bit of news if you're a Texas Tech fan because he will not be in the Big 12 Conference.
I guess so. I mean, people that have a lot of distractions around them don't always work out, so it would have kind of been fun to watch the circus in Fort Worth.
I don't think if he would have committed to TCU, I would have been like, oh, no, like they have their guy. I can't believe I'm going to say this, lean more towards Choice. I don't think it's going to work out wherever he goes. I think it's going to be a clown show at this point.
Clown show. Yeah, I mean, I think where this, let me just bang the music. I was going to just casually mention the basketball scores from last night in the Big 12, but I really don't want to, and now I don't have to.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe we lost to Kansas.
Yeah.
Just cash.
Is
that slang enough?
I'm just going to ignore
no
it.
No cap.
I think it has more to do with the depth issues at TCU, right? Because you don't have Max Duggan now. Mm-hmm. He's leaving for the NFL.
Yeah.
You do have the Morris kid, who's the presumptive starter and was the day one starter last season before suffering an injury. I don't know really what else they have at quarterback. They were really trying to get Walker Howard. They got a visit out of him, the five-star from LSU that ended up going to Ole Miss.
Right.
I think they tried late to get in on the Spencer Sanders sweepstakes. Missed on him.
Mm-hmm.
They tried on Sawyer Robertson, the Mississippi State transfer from Lubbock.
Sure.
Missed on him. He's going to Baylor.
Mm-hmm.
They do have a really good quarterback committed for the 2024 class out of the Petroplex, as a matter of fact.
Right.
But he's not even on campus yet. So I think that their quarterback situation is a little bit of a kind of question mark. And we all know, we've all seen here at Tech and elsewhere in the Big 12, most teams need a couple.
Yeah. So I think you're right. There's some depth there. But at the same time, quarterback-wise, like who gets to actually hold on to any depth? So if TCU stays healthy or relatively healthy with Morris this year, then would we have even ever seen him? Or would he have won the job over Morris? I don't know. It's just an interesting dynamic with NIL, with transfer portal, and with anybody staying around for more than a year if they're not the starter. And Tech's going to be in a similar situation this spring, because I have no idea if we're going to see two good quarterbacks stay in the same room beyond the spring. I hope so. I hope someone's writing a big check to Baron Morton to hang around another year, if that's what
it
takes.
Would you give up your bathtub to guarantee that both of those guys were on campus next season?
Like how long?
Until they're both gone, until one of them leaves. So until Shutt graduates. So through calendar year 2023.
So no
think
more
of it
baths.
As a playoff beard. Like you're not shaving until it's over.
Playoff beards can be fun. No more baths. I would do it. Yeah.
Good for you, man.
I'll do what it says.
You can tell us the truth.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. At the same time, you know, that's a bridge that if you do have to cross that in the spring, you know, and say that TCU, let's flip it back to TCU. Say TCU picks up a quarterback transfer in the May transfer period, right? That's nice, but they're still going to have missed all of spring.
Sure.
And so they'll be coming in behind the eight ball and kind of trying to catch up. They did not sign a quarterback in this year's class. I'm looking at 2022.
So what situation do you like better? TCU's currently or Ole Miss, where you have way too many guys
Ole Miss.
And you're going to have guys that are clearly upset.
I think Ole Miss actually has a great situation right now because Spencer Sanders isn't going to go anywhere. Like he's gone after this year. This is his last shot.
Right.
Right. And then Walker Howard, he just got there. He probably has no expectation of starting right away. Right. He probably has eyes on being the next guy. And then with Jackson Dart, you're a two-year starter there. There's some arrogance. There should be.
Yeah.
Right? I'm the guy. I'm the man. And so it's highly unlikely that both of those transfers would get a waiver to play right away anywhere else. So, yeah,
I don't
absolutely.
Know. The wording on that whole rule, or I'm still not buying it with the NCAA. We've seen such a spineless approach from the NCAA.
Spineless?
Where it's just, you know what? We don't care. You guys wanted this. We're going to give it all to you. And they try to backtrack a little bit. But then they throw the wording of mental health in there. Everybody can claim mental health as the reason they're transferring and get a waiver that way.
I'm moving closer to my family.
Finally. Golly.
Yeah, me. I
know. That's what I thought.
Got him back to Kansas. Took long enough.
Were you guys as curious with the Rashada pick as I was? Because Arizona State, speaking of transfers and full rooms, I mean, they have Drew Pine going over there. They had the BYU kid commit over there. Are you as curious as I was to why he picked Arizona State over TCU?
I don't think so. I think that Kenny Dillingham is an excellent recruiter. I think what he did at Oregon was very impressive. And B, I think you benefit when it's a blank slate, right? Because you can kind of project anything you want onto a blank slate. You haven't put anything down on paper. You haven't had any kind of games yet. No one's in your offense. You haven't had a single practice yet. And so, you know, for all Rashada knows, Drew Pine is some just name on some paper, right?
Yeah. Well, I guess I look at it because what the worry was when we were going just about a month ago, I don't know, should I root for TCU or not? If they're in there, the fact that they're in the playoff in general, they're going to get every single recruit, every single transfer, everyone. And clearly, this has already been the answer that this is not happening.
Sure.
Like, that is not the case. They're not all of a sudden some purple muscle-powered push their way around the league directly coming off from a year that they were in the championship.
So. Yeah, I agree. All those fears were overblown at the time. I think you're seeing a result of that now. You know, they're having some recruiting wins. They lost a kid to Texas not that long ago. I assume that's been made public. And, you know, I still will not trade what you have going on for you right now for what they have going on right now.
Yeah, I'm with you 100% on in the quarterback room.
This on the Yates Flooring Center chat line, Guns Up Gal asked if you enjoy the bubbly bath salts, and you responded, I do love the salts. I'm probably more partial to the bath bombs, though, but the salts, what's that word?
Effervesce.
Effervesce. Okay. Just wasn't.
I had to look it up for the spelling.
Are you secretly you thought a blogger?
You thought there was a P in it.
A PH.
Yeah.
I did like in the break when you said, I don't even know where to start, like an E probably, but.
Yeah.
Just me.
Well, because I had already looked up like four different spellings of it and couldn't come close, you know.
This from Lindell Jeff. My dad put a giant jacuzzi bathtub in the house when we built it in the 80s. You haven't lived unless you've been in one. Mm-hmm. The jets massage your back, and you can turn off the feet jets to get double power on the back jets. Over under number of water beds in that first house.
Oh, man.
Three, right?
Three at least.
Like and when that was first built, they had three water beds.
That's the one thing like I wish I would have had growing up that I never got to have is a water bed.
And now you can have it as an adult anytime you want.
Can you get them?
Yeah.
They're still around?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to sell the wife on it.
Do what my wife does. Just buy it and then, you know, present it as kind of a fait accompli.
Okay. I got this for us.
I think that works a lot better for a female in the relationship than the male. But I'll
water test it out. Bed. Amazon.
Amazon.
Yep. More Tech Talk next.
It's every Red Raiders favorite podcast. This is the Tech Talk Podcast from Double T 97.3.
presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
Hi, how are you? Good afternoon. It's Tech Talk on Double T97.3 and DoubleT973.com with Choice and Clint. I'm Aaron. We're joining you today until 6. Would love to hear your thoughts and your comments on the Yates Flooring Center chat line at DoubleT973.com. This from Bobby Hot Dogs. AD, do you feel slighted? Earlier, Clint was asked if he had to eat the same meal every time he ate for the rest of his life. He chose spaghetti and meatballs over cheese weenies.
Mm.
He actually tried cheese weenies yesterday.
Like you brought it?
I brought some.
Really?
I did. After he was supposed to.
Yeah, I forgot. I forgot on Monday. But I brought both him and Gus a tasting.
And?
I can attest. I wouldn't go out of my way for it. But, you know, if that's what you had to eat, it was digestible.
What a ringing endorsement. It was digestible.
It was like right up my alley, having no really standards in food.
No standard. I have no moral standards with my food.
I'm still upset that after having it, I got called out for enjoying a nice hot cup of beefaroni that I freshly microwaved.
Okay.
That's what was presented.
Oh, cheese weenies.
Same level. Just saying.
I've heard you talk about that for years.
Mm-hmm.
Been curious.
Yeah. Next time I make it, I'll bring you some.
Should bring like a huge like 10-gallon thing of it. Like next time.
Like what's his face from The Office with the chili?
Like Devin,
just
like,
dump just it don't right spill it.
The one thing I do well. Like the next time we have an office party, just like we usually have like slots available to pick from. Just in cheese weenies and bring it.
That'd be good. But then I need to go to that. So.
Hey guys, just dropping this off. Can't stay.
See you later. Just like I'm on the phone. All right, guys.
Just gonna grab.
Spaghetti meatballs is an interesting choice.
Really?
Yeah, I think that would be it.
Of one meal forever.
Yeah, I mean, I was trying to think of something that I wouldn't get sick of. I mean, that's in our rotation, anyways.
I'm going burgers because you can do so many different things with it.
I would get sick of burgers a lot faster.
If you still get to like change it up, different cheeses, throw an egg on, make it a breakfast burger, I feel like I wouldn't get sick of burgers.
I feel like for the point of the question, it would have to be the same every single time.
The exact same?
Yeah.
I wanted to change the question up myself. Maybe pizza then.
Problem with spaghetti and meatballs is it's not really portable. You know, you can't like take that on the go, like you could have
yesterday for leftovers.
A burger.
No, portable. Like if you're driving or something.
I've eaten spaghetti while I've drove before. I've eaten ramen before while I've drove. So, I believe in myself. It's all about your confidence, people.
This in the H Floor Center Challenge from Bullfighter.
I saw you eat the sauciest wings of all time while driving. I was in the vehicle. What are you talking about, portable over there?
What kind of monster are you?
It was pretty difficult to.
I kept on saying, dude, we can just eat it here before we come back. We're coming back.
I
want to
go home.
I got it. Immediately, ranch everywhere.
From Midland?
Yes.
Yeah.
Man, that's...
That was Odessa, actually.
Golly, yeah. That's how you get in a wreck.
No, there's no one on the road at 10 o'clock at night.
You can get in a wreck by yourself.
As the passenger, it made me feel a lot better to hear that. Don't worry, there's no one else on the road.
Well, yeah, if I will say, from all of these millions of trips to Midland, Odessa, I've gotten pretty good at the old knee driving.
Yeah, so I don't want to hear about the portable crap you were spewing over there.
This is the challenge. 80, for those of us who have never had cheese weenies, can you please describe them?
Please
so it's
do.
It's a cheese-like sauce because it's base Velveeta, but also has ketchup, milk, flour, and onions. So it's cheesy. It's just not cheese. And then the hot dog wieners are hot dog wieners.
Open up and dump.
Yeah. And then you serve it over a bed of crushed saltines, which give it a little bit of texture and kind of volume.
Volume to the cheese weenies. Do
it would have been
going like
way less good without the saltines.
You going like the cheap Bar S weeners, or are you splurging and throwing in like the beef franks?
This was Angus beef Oscar Mayer.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think that would make a difference.
Yeah, I don't. I don't go
when
cheap
does
on the
cheese
meat.
Weenies. He doesn't skin.
Yeah, I don't.
Man.
I don't. Like I'll go cheap on like paper plates.
Right, or toilet paper. Ooh.
You go cheap on toilet paper?
Paper towels.
How cheap?
I don't know. I just get the generic brand or whatever.
But do you at least get the one that's like trying to mimic the good stuff?
I don't pay much attention
to it,
honestly.
Yeah, he's got this brand with like a, it's a very, very strong looking person. It's just called Strong.
I don't know. There are very few things. I'll go cheap on a lot of stuff, but toilet paper is the one thing. Like,
did you get that quilted Eastern?
Quilted Eastern. I'm too scared of something's, my hand slipping into the abyss. So I'm not going to. Yeah,
you can wash your hands, you know.
Like, I'm like, no, I'm not going the single ply stuff.
Choice is the biz, horse name.
Really wanted to kind of continue that conversation, but I also don't want to get fired. I'm more likely to go name brand like water than I am toilet paper. Like getting Ozarka versus Great Value.
Oh my gosh, no. Great Value is completely fine with water.
Speaking of TCU quarterback, there's Max Duggan in the Senior Bowl. This is in the chat line. Not surprised that Clint has eaten fork food while driving. He is an elephant after all. This is in the chat line. Single ply is double ply if you fold it on top of yourself.
It's still like sandpaper on the bum. Like you've got to. I don't know.
And then you're also burning through that roll if you're continuously doing
right.
That.
And then it's, what, do you agree with me on that?
The yeah. I'm four ply or it's no ply.
Yeah, I fold it over so many times.
Or it's no ply, so you're just going with nothing? Going like a corn stalk?
I'd rather have a pine cone. I'm just kidding.
Just, pine cone. I mean, nothing is as good as the three seashells, though, to be clear.
Honey, bring us the bad lettuce. It's a four ply.
Not iceberg. That would just break. It would just snap. It would need to be spinach or like Caesar. Or not Caesar, romaine.
Romaine.
Bring the kale. We weren't going to use that anyways.
This is in the chat line. Give me a sliced brisket sandwich. I can remove the bread or chop it up. This is in the chat line. Not a surprise that eccentric Chocho likes Wally. Dead to me after all self-check. I buy Kirkland. This in the chat line, bidet boys.
Have you gone that route?
No.
I did. For a while. I need to set it back up.
Not a shock.
Yeah.
No.
Two words, not shock.
Okay, so I broke my hand last
no
year.
No cap.
No cap. I broke my hand, I don't know, I think it was last year. And is the right hand... It's just
so you just refuse to teach yourself to wipe left-handed.
It's so hard.
I can't be bothered.
No,
my daddy wiped with his right hand, and my grandpappy wiped with his right hand.
It's it's such
six generations of Woodmans have wiped with their right hands.
It's I'm telling you. Have you ever tried?
I will
try
just for fun.
It is the most awkward feeling, and you feel like you're not doing a complete job. Ultimately, I bought an Amazon attachment bidet, and it was life-changing for a while there.
Honey, I ordered a bidet online in case it comes in while I'm at work or whatever. Why did you buy? Because I miss spots when I wipe with my left hand.
And why won't you just order a waterbed? What's the holdup? You've ordered a bidet.
Because I share a bed with someone else. I don't know that she's going to go for it.
Just see if she notices. Just switch it out.
And with two dogs and four children, I feel like the waterbed will be punctured pretty quick.
You should trim your kids' nails, man.
This on the EH Flooring Center chat line from Bullfighter Choices. Servants wiped his bum when he had surgery.
Steven, I swear if you guys don't use your right hand, you are fired.
I feel a thumb there. Your thumb shouldn't be there.
Joanna, what form did we go over last time? I swear, you're running out of chances.
This in the chat line from Steve. Used a Japanese toilet at a sushi restaurant, washed and dried your rear end. Definitely installing on the ranch after tonight's lotto.
That's amazing. I'm in.
Broccoli says this at the Woodman Estates. When they say off-brand, they mean like off-brand Maserati called a Mercedes. Mm.
I will say the whole bidet thing, it's great except for the lack of drying part. It's kind of weird to pull up the drawers when you're
there. I mean, did you just dry with your left hand or did you just like go with a wet bum?
Yeah, just go wet bum. What the underwear doing?
Like one of the hand dryers from
the underwear does the drying.
All these things I want clipped. More Tech Talk next.
The podcast that finishes your workday in a very Red Raider way. This is the Tech Talk Podcast from Double T 97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
Hi, how are you? Good afternoon. Happy Wednesday. Thank you for spending part of your day with us, with Choice Woodman and Clint Scott. I'm Aaron. We're joining you today until 6. Would love to hear your thoughts and comments on the Yates Flooring Center chat line at TT973.com. All guests appear via the Benchmark hotline. This on the chat line from Red Raider 806. He says that he also broke his right hand, and wiping with your left is a pain.
I'm telling you, it is. It feels. You ever throw left-handed? How awkward that feels?
Yeah, I mean,
it's worse than that. Yeah, just go wet bum. It's worse than that.
Yeah, I mean, okay, but it's like 30 seconds.
I shouldn't do that.
Oh, so you're back to front.
Yeah, that was a telling sign of the direction. Y'all not go Fox 34 News now.
I'm kind of both. I want to make sure everything's covered, but I start back to front. Yeah.
So it just like depends on how you feel the day.
No, I'm front to back.
No, I am front to back, but I guess left-handed, I went back to front.
There's a problem.
I'm telling you, I don't even know how to do it. What do I do with my hands?
Which way's north? Which way's south?
You got your compass out, you know, the bathroom. Any hot takes about the Red Raider schedule next year? Are you excited about it? Are you so mad about the Thursday night game that you can't see straight? Like, what's your overall takeaway there?
Initially, I wasn't mad about the Thursday night game at all. I'm like, okay, you do these occasionally. The more I think about it, it kind of stinks with that being your prime game on your home schedule. The defending runner up, should say. I'm not going to call them national champ because they're not. But no, I mean, I get why other people out of town would be upset with it. The same stories we've heard in the past. Overall takeaway, the biggest beef I have with it, I would have liked to have seen Oklahoma State. I think that's a future rivalry that you could have in the new era, Big 12. So I don't like that you don't have Oklahoma State. I think their schedule's really freaking weird. Don't know what happened with them and why it's set up that way. I love the road trip to BYU, just newness factor. I think a lot of people, like I probably saw on social media, more people saying they're booking flights and tickets for Provo than any other destination. So I think a lot of people are excited about that one. All in all, I think one thing that stood out to me a ton was, can you ever remember a schedule that was true alternating in conference play, home and away?
It's existed. I don't remember.
For Tech?
Yeah, I'm sure at some point. Okay. I mean, I do like the fact that you don't have any consecutive road games.
Yeah,
right. Either back to back weeks or separated by a bye week. In fact, Kansas and Tech are the only two teams that can say that.
Yep.
About this year's schedule. But you will be very well traveled.
Yeah, that's another thing that definitely stands out.
Because the Wyoming trip is not going to be a short one.
Wyoming isn't as far as some. Like, West Virginia's a lot further. Wyoming's what? The same as it would be to go to Phoenix, roughly.
So, yeah, Wyoming and Provo are about the same.
Okay.
And then Morgantown is obviously a lot further
away.
It's
way out there,
sure.
Yeah.
But your normal kind of non-conference road trips are Houston or SMU, right, or Albuquerque.
Everywhere you're getting within
San Marcos.
Under 2 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything.
NC State, of course, this year, kind of a different deal.
That was a long one. So, all in all, I like the schedule. I think it's there's nothing. There's been times where we look at the schedule and we're like, man, kind of got screwed on that one. Really, really tough stretch here or there. There's a bit of a gauntlet in the middle. The at Baylor followed by Kansas State game at home at BYU. Then you get the bye week and then TCU. So that 5 week stretch right there where you got four games is probably your toughest four game spot. But I look at the schedule and say, man, there's a lot of upside to it, especially if you have, you know, positive vibes with this team right now.
Yeah, I think it's important to kind of note that we just don't know, right? Like if sure. we were talking about the 2022 schedule this time a year ago,
yeah,
we would have kind of circled the last two games, Iowa State and Oklahoma, as being like extremely tough because the Cyclones
yeah.
have been a very consistent kind of 7-8 win team, and then Oklahoma has run this league, at least on the field, for the last decade. And I mean, heck, the Cyclones missed a bowl game and the Sooners finished with a losing season. And you probably would have looked at, the TCU-Kansas back-to-back as a fairly manageable part of the schedule because Kansas has been, you know, the dreg of this league for a long time. And then TCU was picked toward the bottom of the conference. And yet here we are, and they're the defending, Big 12 runner-up and the defending national runner-up. So, great. Like, the stretches that seem hard now may not actually end up being difficult.
True. Yeah, that changes. I do think it sets up extremely favorable for you to get off to a fast start.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you could find a way to win, I mean, Wyoming's not going to be easy. That's a good football team, but you still should have the expectation to go there and win. But if you could find a way to win that game against Oregon, if you get off to a fast start, use the home crowd advantage, which you finally seem to have back at Jones Stadium, then you're looking at a potential 5-1, maybe 4-2 at worst start. Dare I even say 6-0 in the first half if things went extremely swimmingly. But, I mean, you look at the first half of the schedule and it's extremely favorable for the Red Raiders.
This and the chat line, Oregon is not going to be easy at all.
No.
For sure,
no.
100%.
No, but I don't think we're into the territory of, you know, the 2000s where you go into every single matchup at Jones Stadium and feel like you've got a shot to win as a fan. Like, you go into every one. You're at Jones Stadium, your expectation is to win. I don't think you're quite there yet, but you're close.
There's not any game on the schedule, home or away, where I go,
yeah,
no shot.
Yeah, and it's been a while since you feel like that, right?
I kind of felt about this year's schedule, last year, too. I mean, NC State honestly seemed like the most challenging and unobtainable at the beginning of the season.
Sure, and like you said, there's a lot of unknowns going into last year or this past season. Like, OU had dominated the league for so many years but didn't know what they would be in year one under Venables.
I think this is going exactly with what you guys were saying, but we were trying to pick what we thought would be the hardest matchup. And especially if you go just conference late, like, is it the road game at Texas? Is it Kansas State coming here? Is it on the road at BYU? And I don't really know if there's enough of a case for me to really be bought into any of them, like, wholehearted, like, yeah, that's your toughest game in conference this year.
I think Texas and Austin,
yeah,
end of the season will be the most challenging.
That's the one I look at and say that's your toughest game. I think you got a better shot at beating a TCU team that's lost a bunch. That team, I'm extremely I'm anticipating a letdown for them. And let down, I mean, step backwards. Now, how big is going to be the question? They're not going to be the national runner-up this year. I feel pretty confident in saying
that. Is that grounded based in some kind of, like, roster analysis, or are you just, like, huffing the hopium?
No, roster analysis for the most part. I mean, they lose a lot of key pieces. Mm-hmm. And Max Duggan, too. Like, that guy was masterful in finding a way to win tight games, finding a way to bring his team back over and over. So a TCU without Max Duggan is a giant question mark to me. Doesn't mean they're not going to be good. It's just they're not going to be college football playoff good this year.
This in the chat line, our schedule is pretty ho-hum. My daughter goes to Oklahoma State, and she's not happy with not playing Texas Tech and pretty boring too. I, I, I guess I just don't see that. Oklahoma State is not going to be picked very high in the preseason poll, right?
I mean, speaking of people who lost a ton.
Yeah.
I mean, they're I don't know
that Oklahoma State next season, 2023, would be some kind of major home draw, right? Now,
no.
Houston is not going to be some kind of major home draw. You just played them last year. I get that. UCF is kind of an unknown. They're new. But I'm not pining for the Pokes. More Tech Talk next.
The podcast put together with Red Raider fans in mind. This is the Tech Talk Podcast from Double T 97.3. Presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
Hi, how are you? Good afternoon. Tech Talk on Double T 97.3 and Double T 97.3.com with Choice and Clint. I'm Aaron. We'd love to hear your thoughts and comments on the Yates Flooring Center chat line at Double T 97.3.com. Somebody has this. If Sark doesn't make at least to the conference championship game, he is gone. It'll be interesting.
I don't know what the expectations are or what the leash is like for him this year.
I've seen some speculation already that that the floor for Texas next year is 10-2.
The floor
with its schedule.
Do they remember how, you know, Texas football has performed most every year in the last 17 years?
I don't know.
The floor. I mean, I think that might be a good ceiling for Texas football next year.
This in the chat line. TCU gained a bunch, but not sure TCU taking a step back is a bold proclamation. LOL, they were the national runner-up. Somebody else says this. Haven't talked to a Texas Tech fan that wasn't kind of upset not having Oklahoma State in the schedule for varying reasons. So I guess, like, I am, until or unless I hear otherwise, I am operating under the assumption that this year's schedule and next year's schedule, should Texas and Oklahoma play in the Big 12 in 2024, are essentially one-offs that have really no bearing, no significant bearing on how the conference will schedule moving forward.
So
if operating under that premise, I'm not really that bothered by the Pokes not being on this year's schedule, and I really wouldn't be that bothered if they were off of the schedule next year. But if they're not on the schedule on a regular every year basis moving forward, once you have returned to a 12-team league, then at that point I will be bothered.
So we are under the assumption, or at least I am, that if OU and Texas are still around next year, you're just going to get a flip of this year's schedule, right?
I don't know that I believe that.
Okay.
I think that I think you'll play some of these teams again, but I think you'll probably, you know, where you're not playing Iowa State and the Oklahoma programs and Cincinnati,
yeah,
right on your schedule. Maybe we see four flips there.
Okay,
because I think that there's, this is not based on any reporting, but my assumption is that they want everyone to play each other at least once during this 2-year period. Because if you just flip the schedule around, and that would be really easy, right? And you can't blame the Big 12 for wanting just this process to be kind of very simple and easy after just how much this has kind of changed over the last 6 months. But if you kept things where they are, then you're not going to play Oklahoma again. UCF will not play Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they want every team to play each other.
Okay. So I don't know if, with the way this sets up, doesn't bother me that much. I don't know. Are we going to see pods in the future? Are we going to see true divisions like we used to see in the old 12-team Big 12? But I agree with you. OSU needs to be one of your partners in the future, however that sets up.
Because and I think
there's a natural fit there.
And I think Oklahoma State, too, probably doesn't feel just super warm and fuzzy about how few games it has this year against Texas teams.
I mean, so they're missing Baylor, Tech, TCU, and Texas off their schedule this year. Those are the four teams they're not playing, which is baffling to me. I know, I get that that geography doesn't really matter in college football anymore, but that's like taking it to a new level.
Yeah. I mean, that's significant.
Like who this time did Mike Gundy make mad? Because that seems extremely odd. I mean, if you're missing two of those schools, it'd be like, okay, it's kind of weird, but all four?
And that doesn't
make much sense.
That's why I think it's unlikely, right, that you don't see some rotation next year, because I just can't imagine that Oklahoma State would go 2 years playing, so few Texas schools. Right.
The one game that I actually am kind of excited about that I haven't really seen anybody talk about home game-wise is UCF. No one's really talking about it. I mean, people are just like, eh. It's UCF.
I like UCF.
I think it's kind of cool. Like, I like the new blood part of it. Like, you know, we kind of get stagnant at times, same teams. Oh, we get them again. Like, Houston, that's pretty boring to me. Like, back-to-back home games against Houston. But the fact you get UCF here, it's new blood in the Big 12. It could be a pretty significant game if you're having a decent season. The placement of the game, it's the second-to-last game, last home game of the season. So I really like that Central Florida game, and I'm looking forward to it.
This was one I wanted from the New Bloods as a home game,
yeah.
And I wanted the least as a road game, and it worked out for you that you got it for the home game. So I'm super excited about Central Florida being here as well.
Yeah, I was pro UCF before either of you. I was on that bandwagon before either.
So you've got the national championship banner.
I don't know that
I'd
go that far, but I think that I just think it's a great story. Honestly, I mean. Think about where they've come from in 20 years, and I'm sure there are folks rolling their eyes and they don't care, and that's fine. But you know, they were an FCS team like 25 years ago, and to
have
go
they've been here before
to
Lubbock.
I don't think so.
So it was, I'm trying to think.
You've played
FAU and FIU.
I don't think you've played Florida Atlantic.
Yeah, I think that 08. I think you played both of them in the same season, FIU and FAU, or maybe it was back to back seasons. It was right after both became D1.
You sure?
You can test my memory?
Yeah, I am. Are you sure?
I hear y'all are betting dollars around here or something, like handing out dollars. Are we slapping
Aaron
money on the
legitimately
table?
Legitimately gave me a fourth dollar for the next time he loses.
Why do you
bet
keep getting? Yeah, why is Clint running around with your money lately?
Yeah, you just fork it over. Texas never played FAU.
The Owls?
They've never played Florida Atlantic.
How do you know this?
The Stassen head-to-head. Unless they played 2022, and
hold
I just forgot
it,
about
put
it.
Hold in on. Put it in words he'll understand.
No cap.
Okay.
Dang it.
Yeah, Tech played FIU in 05.
Uh-huh.
That was the, I think it was 56 to something.
Sure about this.
And it was the season opener, as a matter of fact.
Was
and this
almost
was
almost certain.
Yeah. And then they played Sam Houston, and they won like 80 to 20-something or whatever. And then they played Indiana State, and the talk all week was about, hey, can you score 100 points? You played FIU again just a few years ago, I believe.
Yeah, last year. That was last year, right? Like,
yes,
not this past
it was,
season, but
2021. 54-21 victory.
Yeah, because was it Shuck that looked really good in that game?
And you played South Florida. Played them in the bowl game in 2017. You lost that game. Golly, what a just...
I do remember that one.
Awful.
Unfortunately. Lost to Charlie Strong.
Tech has never played UCF either.
I'm not going to bet you anymore.
No, I'm just telling you they haven't.
I believe you.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed in myself.
You should be.
Little choice. It's very disappointed that...
But anyways,
probably
I am excited
good
about
for, Aaron to get a win.
I feel like UCF is going to be that that team that's annoying, and I say that with like a healthy dose of respect and like positivity.
This has been the Tech Talk podcast presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction. Check out our library of Double T 97.3 podcasts at doublet973.com.